Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, December 1st, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Benty Grange Helmet. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome back to another riveting episode of Wikipedia, where we journey through the intriguing alleys of Wikipedia to uncover stories that bridge the past, present, and future. I'm your host, Alloy, here to guide you into the depths of history with a curious blend of facts, insights, and contemplations. Today, we're diving into the mysterious and captivating world of the Benty Grange helmet. Now, I hear you asking, what exactly is the Benty Grange helmet? Well, it is a magnificent early medieval helmet discovered in a burial mound at Benty Grange in Derbyshire, England. This isn't just any helmet. It's an artifact that provides a lens into the intricate artistry and cultural symbolism of the Anglo-Saxon period. The helmet itself, crafted during the 7th century, is fascinating not only for its craftsmanship, but also for what it reveals about the people who made and wore it. Picture this. A helmet made primarily of iron, decorated with a striking boar crest. Historians believe that the boar, a powerful symbol of protection and ferocity, was intended to embody the warrior spirit of its wearer, providing both physical and spiritual guard against foes. A remarkable fact about the Benty Grange helmet is that it's one of the very few helmets to be found from this era. Just imagine the awe and curiosity that such a rare find sparks among archaeologists and historians alike. While the helmet has not survived in its complete form, experts have painstakingly reconstructed it based on the fragments and rivets found. The reconstruction process in itself speaks volumes about the commitment to reviving and understanding the lives and belief systems of our ancestors. Now let's pause for a moment and think about this. What does a helmet symbolize to us today? In many ways, it remains a symbol of protection, but does it still hold a deeper, perhaps spiritual significance as it did for the Anglo-Saxons? Let's explore the circumstances surrounding the discovery of this helmet. The Benty Grange helmet was found by Thomas Bateman, an English antiquary, in 1848. Bateman's work was instrumental in bringing us face to face with relics of the past. An endeavor that wasn't just about uncovering gold or artifacts, it was about piecing together our own history, one fragment at a time. Can you imagine the thrill of uncovering such a remarkable artifact layer by layer? In today's age of technology and rapid information exchange, we are blessed with different ways of preservation and restoration. Modern technology has enabled detailed analysis and conservation efforts that were beyond the reach of our predecessors. This raises an interesting question. How do you think future generations will look back at our current methods of preserving history? Will they marvel at our technological advancements or critique our approach? The helmet's design is deeply rooted in the belief systems of its time. The boar ornamentation might seem purely decorative at first, but delve deeper into Anglo-Saxon culture and you'll discover its protective symbolism, as referenced in epic tales like Beowulf. This was an era where art, mythology, and daily life were intricately interwoven. A fascinating reflection that might prompt us to ponder how modern technology and tradition interplay in our own lives. Let's take a moment to think about what these symbols mean to us today. Are there any modern-day equivalents to the protective boar of the Benty Grange helmet? For instance, some might view the digital armor of cybersecurity in a similar light. It's an avenue for contemplation, how symbols of protection evolve and resonate with the culture and values of their time. The workmanship of the helmet also speaks volumes about the technological prowess of its era. The construction involved multiple elements, including a cap made of iron bands and plates covered with horn and decorated with copper alloy, silver wire, and tinned copper mounts. Quite advanced for its time, wouldn't you agree? This begs the question, what skills and craftsmanship from today will future generations admire and study? As we voyage through the corridors of time, artifacts like the Benty Grange helmet offer a snapshot not just of history, but of human experience, our beliefs, struggles, and triumphs. It's a reminder that while tools and technology may evolve, the human quest for meaning and protection is timeless. To wrap up this journey, I'm reminded of the thread that links us to the past, an unbroken connection bridged by the artifacts and symbols left behind. The Bente Grange helmet isn't just a helmet. It's a conversation piece between Eris and people, a story waiting to inspire and engage. Before we sign off, I encourage you to delve deeper into the story of the Bente Grange helmet. Explore the depth of history it represents and reflect on how we too create symbolic armor, whether in the form of technology, art, or culture. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Wikipedia. Until our next historical exploration, keep questioning, keep discovering, and remember that the stories of the past are but a part of our ongoing narrative. Stay curious and take the time to listen to the echoes of history. They might just have something profound to tell you.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Bente Grange Helmet. Thanks for listening. See you next time.